This is 4 Semiconductor Cafe. On today's podcast episode, we are going to talk about the British company ARM, and about the backed-out acquisition by NVIDIA. So let's begin. We recently saw in the news that NVIDIA backed out of the purchase of ARM for $40 billion. Right after this announcement, SoftBank, the current owner of ARM, announced the IPO of the company. Also on the same day, ARM CEO Simon Segars resigned, and Mr. René Haas took over as new CEO. This story begins in September 2016 when SoftBank buys ARM for $32 billion and takes the company private. At that time, Mr. Masayoshi Son, CEO of SoftBank, had the vision that ARM would be present in 1 trillion IoT devices in 20 years. But after problems in several investments, and certainly with more knowledge of the ARM business, that vision fell apart. For many people, meaning outside observers, it was very clear that ARM's management was focused on competing with Intel in the server market. Seems for this reason. They made a huge investment in the Neoverse product line. Then in September 2020, NVIDIA announced that it would acquire ARM for $40 billion. It was a big surprise, because ARM is basically an ecosystem business, and the acquisition by NVIDIA put ARM's core business under high visibility in our tech industry, and subject to get approvals by many countries. Once again, management's stake in the server business was pretty high, and NVIDIA bought into that idea. Apparently, SoftBank was shying away from an IPO, so it wouldn't have to make a huge loss. But the difficulties that arose to do this business were many, and the ecosystem demonstrated its strength, creating obstacles along the way. Certainly, ARM is now as an independent company, with a new management, and with the ecosystem restored, therefore we can see ARM as a company will shine again. It will be very interesting to see, in the next oncoming years, the competition between the technology from ARM against the open source RISC-V. Time will tell us which technology will get more attraction for engineering teams over their new developments. Hope you find all this information useful. And looking to see you in our next episode.
Adiós, Pampa mío.
Y su servidor Carlos Hunda, Roger Moreira, Juan Barrera y Pavel Navarrete.